Oh, we are about to bust through some hypocrisy. And the offender is none other than our favorite social justice warrior, Captain Woke, Stephen A. Smith. It's funny how the woke like Stephen A., they are all about diversity. They're all about inclusion. White privilege is the devil. They love to talk about all of that, as long as it fits into their narrative. However, as soon as something or someone falls outside of the guidelines, they immediately go on the offensive. There is no loyalty in the woke agenda. You either comply or your career dies. I'm about to share with you an example of how Stephen A. Smith completely contradicts himself within the span of 24 hours. When the John Gruden story broke over the weekend, you just knew the narrative the woke sports media was going to push. I saw a tweet from Skip Bayless over the weekend, I believe it was on Sunday night, talking about how he just could not wait to speak with my good brother, Shannon Sharp, about John Gruden on Monday. I didn't watch Undisputed on Monday, but I didn't need to know how the show was going to go. Shannon Sharp crying racism, crying white privilege, Skip Bayless sitting across the desk, mouth wide open, just ready to swallow. Over on Woke Take, it was much of the same. These people have become so predictable. Captain Woke, Stephen A., he said the John Gruden situation reeks of white privilege in the NFL. Reeks of white privilege. Please explain to me how a white man losing his job over some emails constitutes white privilege. If John Gruden had white privilege, none of this would be happening right now. Roger Goodell and the NFL front office, they would have buried this story. The truth is, John Gruden is the fall guy. Have you noticed not one email has been leaked about the Redskins? Not one email leaked about Dan Snyder? The only leaked emails pertain to John Gruden. He was the sacrificial lamb. The NFL can say all they want that they didn't leak these emails to the media. That is bullshit. How the hell else did the media obtain access to this story? Did the New York Times hack into the NFL's database? You really think they're that smart? The New York Times, they can't even conduct a poll accurately. This was personal to Roger Goodell. He saw what John Gruden said about him, and he got revenge. Simple as that. He used John Gruden to show that the NFL has a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to discrimination. But according to Stephen A. Smith, this is just another example of white privilege. In case you're wondering, this is what $12 million a year gets you at ESPN. That kind of money gets you a yes man. Willing to sell out his integrity, willing to sell out his principles to get rich. Stephen A. went on to compare the NFL and the NBA. He said the NBA is proactive and the NFL is reactive. He said the John Gruden situation highlights a lack of diversity in the NFL when it comes to ownership. There is only one minority owner in the NFL, Shad Khan in Jacksonville. This is ludicrous. We need more black owners in the NFL. They should be more like the NBA. Interesting. Stephen A. Smith, supposed to be an NBA expert. He's supposed to be an insider. I compiled a list of owners in the NBA. You know how many NBA teams are owned by African Americans? One, the Charlotte Hornets, owned by Black Jesus himself, Michael Jordan. With that being the case, how is the NBA more diverse than the NFL? In the United States, 2.2% of businesses are owned by African Americans. These are normal, everyday businesses owned by normal, everyday people. Companies you can start with thousands of dollars. NFL, NBA teams cost billions of dollars to obtain. The lack of minority ownership in professional sports has nothing to do with racism or exclusion. It has everything to do with money. Like I said, Stephen A. loves to go on these crusades anytime he sees something that he can misconstrue as racism, discrimination. He has an example of discrimination happening right now in the NBA. If Donald Trump were in office right now, The woke media would be anti-vaccine. And that's not my opinion. That is a fact. Go pull articles. Watch videos from the presidential campaign last year if you don't believe me. If Donald Trump were in office today, and this same situation were happening in the NBA, Stephen A. Smith would be screaming at the top of his lungs about the blatant discrimination against Kyrie Irving and other NBA players. But the agenda is pro-vaccine. Kyrie Irving is refusing to comply, which means he has been a constant target of Stephen A. Smith. He was all supportive of Kyrie and other NBA players when they were using the platform to promote social justice, when they were using the platform to denigrate Donald Trump and anyone who supported him, when they were using the NBA platform to uncover the evil white man. That was all good. That was acceptable. Last summer, Stephen A. Smith and the woke media, they criticized anyone who said professional athletes should stick to sports and leave the politics out of it. These men and women have every right to speak their minds. Do not shut up and dribble. But when Kyrie Irving uses that same platform to promote freedom of choice, he becomes a pariah, public enemy number one. First of all, I understand why the Brooklyn Nets suspended Kyrie Irving. I don't blame Steve Nash or Sean Marks for doing that. They have a choice. You can't have one of your superstar players only available for half the damn season. Right now, Kyrie Irving would be a constant distraction. As you guys know, distractions, the last thing you want in a locker room. The mainstream media promoted Colin Kaepernick like he was a great American hero. Look at what he sacrificed for the cause. Colin Kaepernick sacrificed his NFL career to fight for social justice. He's fighting the good fight. No. Colin Kaepernick's NFL career was already on the decline when he got down on his knees. Colin Kaepernick didn't sacrifice anything. He didn't have a choice. In order to sacrifice something, it has to be your choice. Colin Kaepernick was kicked out of the NFL. He was fired. And you want to see real sacrifice? Look at Kyrie Irving. He is sacrificing, what, $30, $35 million this season? Now, some will make the argument that this isn't a sacrifice because he's already rich. But he ain't that rich. I don't give a damn how much money you have. It is hard to walk away from that kind of money for something you believe in. Since the woke like to view everything through the lens of race, let's do the same thing. Let's look at this situation from an SJW point of view. Here we have a black man, Kyrie Irving. Actually, we have multiple black men who were singled out by the media and the NBA for refusing to get vaccinated. Now, wouldn't this be considered discrimination? This is racist. The NBA is forcing these black men to get a vaccine or risk losing their job. That's not inclusion. That's not diversity. That's racism. Where's the outrage? Where's the emotional men faking being offended? I don't understand. Adam Silver, white man. Bill de Blasio, mayor of New York, white man. These evil white men forcing black victims into doing something they don't want to do. We all know why there's no outrage. Actually, I take that back. There is outrage, but it's directed at the black men, not the evil white man. Come on, Stephen A. You are supposed to be fighting for black people, but you're on the side of the white man? Magic Johnson was allowed to play in the NBA with full-blown AIDS. He was allowed to compete in the damn Olympics with AIDS. Let me explain something to my younger audience out there. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, everyone was afraid of AIDS. We don't hear anything about it now, but back then, AIDS was a big deal. Everyone knew Magic Johnson was HIV positive. The NBA welcomed him back with open arms. Kyrie Irving, 100% healthy now, Kyrie Irving refuses to take a vaccine, and he is public enemy number one. Hypocrisy. Like I've told you guys before, this is not about a damn vaccine. This is about control. And people are starting to come to that realization, and more are beginning to take a stand. Have you guys seen the video of that pilot from Southwest Airlines? Dude's been a pilot for like 30 years. He put out a video talking about his company forcing him to be vaccinated or he loses his job. Forcing people to wear those useless masks on airplanes. Talking about how many people have died for the freedoms that we enjoy that are being taken away from us. We're losing them. I encourage you to check it out. It's about 5 minutes long, too long for me to show here. But Kyrie Irving, he may be doing this for attention. He may be taking this stand for attention. He might be doing this for his own personal gain. I don't know his reasoning. He could be doing this to be a voice for the voiceless, like he said. He said in a press release that he is taking this stand for everyday Americans who are in the same situation that he's in. Comply with our mandate or lose your job. The reasoning for Kyrie Irving doesn't matter. An unintended consequence of what he's doing, he shined a light on the hypocrisy of the agenda in people like Stephen A. Smith. Have you noticed, we have hardly heard anything about LeBron James. NBA starts next week. Media has said nothing about LeBron. Why? Because he's on the same side as Kyrie Irving. The NBA cannot afford to lose LeBron James. They can't afford to turn him into an enemy. They need him. Kyrie, though, he can be the sacrificial lamb. He's not going to be playing anyway. But good for Kyrie Irving. I hope he doesn't cave. I hope he takes a stand the entire season. I feel bad for James Harden, though. Dude desperately needs a ring to cement his NBA legacy. Doesn't look like he's going to get it this season. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the hypocrisy of Stephen A. Smith. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.